facilities of WJAR in Providence, Rhode Island, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from Lincoln Park in New Bedford, Massachusetts, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music. And we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. And now here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
I'd say that you people are pretty enthused about what you're going to hear. And I think that at the moment, I'd like to say if you people enjoyed that last announcement and the way we've been presented tonight, you should direct all fan mail to NBC in care of Gene DeGray. Thank you very much, Gene. That was an excellent job. We have here somebody's beating time in my back here. That's generally the clue that there's a rhythm number up here. We generally don't start the concert in miniatures with something quite as strong as this is rhythmically, but we'd like to start this evening with one of Bill Holman's things that we call Bill Holman's work. The beat, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the next voice you hear will be that of the guy that makes his living with an alto saxophone, Lee Konitz.
Thank you, Stan. I would like to play You Go to My Head.
Start it, Lee.
¶¶
This orchestra has, for a number of years, because of the things that we want to do harmonically, contained 5 trumpet players and 5 trombone players, 10 brass altogether, and sometimes it's asked of me which is the best trumpet player and who's your favorite, and it's pretty difficult to answer because each one excels in one particular way. This evening I'd like you to meet the guy that runs the brass section and plays first trumpet, the guy that runs our brass section, one of the great trumpet players of this particular field of music, Buddy Childers. Buddy?
Thank you, Sam. It's my task right now. It's not a task. It's a pleasure to introduce a guy that I almost worked with for quite a few years, quite a few different times. We've been in the same bands at different times, and we just kept missing each other. I guess the closest we ever came was about 4 years ago with Woody Herman's band. He left, and I was willing to work for less money, so finally we managed to get together in this band just about 6 months ago, and I'd like to say that it's been a real pleasure to work with Ernie Royal, and it still is a pleasure to work with Ernie Royal, and now Ernie's going to show you why it's a pleasure. He's going to play It's Wonderful.
Thank you.
Stand in the bow, Ernie. Ernie Worrell playing this composition's wonderful, and of course, near the end of it there was a rhythmic cadenza, I should say, set to tempo with Stan Levy accompanying him. This next thing is the Bill Russell composition that has stepped pretty far out ahead of the rest in this new concepts of artistry and rhythm, which is a package of records that came out in album form. Once more, we submit for your pleasure a thing that's called 23 Degrees North, 82 Degrees West. Orchestration by Bill Russo, solos, first of all trombone, Frank Rossolino, and then Lee Konitz with an alto saxophone. We'd like to play something now that is, in a sense, a standard number, something we all know, and this is a part of a group of records called Portraits of Standards. Starts out with a saxophone section, develops into a light harmon mute solo by Connie Condoli. And Sal Salvador, would you do me a favor? I have a piano solo for 8 bars, but it'll be a guitar solo for the moment by Sal Salvador. We're straight. Here's April in Paris. Thank you. I would like at the moment to speak to Alec Johnson. He's not part of the orchestra, the orchestra's personnel, but pretty close to it at the moment because he's the engineer, the guy that's fixing the sounds together and bunching them up to send them to Master Control, which, of course, distributes them all over the country. Alec, I'd like you to listen to this. We have a bass solo here at the moment, but there are all kinds of trumpets and trombones and saxophones all mixed in with the bass, but it'd be very nice of you if you just kind of concentrate on the bass and make Bags sound good, because he's going to play a thing called Bags. John Bagley, take a nod, Bags. Thank you. The music in our library is listed on a sheet that sometimes resembles a menu. First comes the title, or rather first comes the number, then after that the title. I'll give you the number so you can decode it. The number is 235. Then I'll explain exactly the title and what's going to happen. This next composition, part orchestration, and there are about three improvised solos. Connie Condoli plays first. Lee Konitz plays, and then Zoot Sims plays. We wish you fellas would kind of quota yourselves at the moment to about 32 bars apiece. That's one chorus to you guys, because here is Jerry Mulligan's Young Blood. Thank you.
W. Gray, you better get in here and talk fast because Bill Sharp is not pointing to me. It's pointing to you.
NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. This is Gene DeGrade speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.